FM 90.3 WJTL, 33 miles coming your way. I believe in Christmas. Before that, all things new, angels we have heard on high. Good morning to you. It's 7:49.
Hey, it's intern Paul with a look at today's forecast. Cloudy with a chance of mixed snow and rain showers and a high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers, windy and cold, and a low of 19 degrees. And tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, windy, cold, and a high of 28. Currently, it is 38 degrees outside.
Your support is making a difference in our community. Send your end-of-the-year tax-deductible donation today to 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or online at WJTL.com. We'd also like to thank these business listeners for believing in the ministry of JTL, Stray Production Services, Lighting, Sound, and Creative Vision for all needs, including weddings, banquet, corporate events, sales, rentals, and repairs. StrayPro.com or on Facebook. And the United States Hot Air Balloon Team, provider of balloon rides over Lancaster County for more than 30 years, offering daily flights from Burning Hand Inn. USHotAirBalloon.com or 800-763-5987.
Our very special guest today is our friend Tom Becker, the founder and director of the Row House. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, Fred.
So great to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You've written your first book, and we're excited to talk about it. But first, tell us about the Row House for those who don't know.
All right. Well, the Row House is an organization that I started in 2010. And basically, right now, it's events-driven. We have a thing called the Row House Forum. We meet monthly, second Friday of the month, in downtown Lancaster. And it's not really a group. It's more like a revolving door. It's just an event with different topics. We approach these topics from a Christian perspective. But the events are meant to be a public event, and they're meant to be sort of for the common good. So anybody can come, and you can bring your friends. It's just a space where people can ask questions and learn. Maybe just one aspect of life, and we think that all of life is important. So we talk about economics or philosophy or literature, whatever, movies, and that's the Row House Forum. But the Row House organization kind of supports the forums, and I also speak and I write, and we create a little bit of community within the community.
And that leads into your book, because Your book kind of has the same tagline as the Row House does.
Which is engaging current culture with ancient faith. Yeah, and the title of the book is called Good Posture. And that title comes from me just wondering, you know, how should we position ourselves in culture as Christians? Because we're in the world, but we're not of it. And we kind of are culture, you know. We can't get away from it. We create culture wherever we go. So just to step back and say, you know, what are my cultural habits? You know, who do I hang out with? What do I value? And what should we value as Christians? And sort of demonstrating that to the watching world. That's the purpose of the book and how we should position ourselves in doing that.
And you said that you have like four different areas that we should touch on from the book and in our life to have that right posture. And what are those different areas?
Right. And so I organized the book around the four basic DNA that I found as I've done these forums that are areas of that we need emphasis in as Christians. And the first one is civility. You know, can we be quick to listen, slow to speak, not just personally, but also corporately? The second part is hospitality. How can we be a more permeable community, both in our households, but also in the church? And the third one is humanity. That's the core of the book. What does it mean to be human, to really embrace our humanity? And that's a bridge to our neighbors. And then the last part of the book is on what I call creativity, but something, Fred, I'm sure you're aware of, things like whimsy and joy and childlikeness and not taking ourselves seriously.
Mm. And let's talk about the intro to the book, because your story, your background of what happened to you as far as vocationally is kind of the lead-in to where you've arrived for good posture. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have a hard time not choking up reading that chapter because it's an intro, but it's also almost a full chapter. I basically just tell our story after years of exhaustion emotionally from family trauma that we've experienced and professional dysphoria, not sure who I am, what am I supposed to be doing? That's what the Row House came out of in 2010. So I kind of went for broke. It was like, I started this thing. I hope it works because it's all I've got. And so I tell my story of kind of finding my way and what my vocation is. And I think that chapter could speak to a lot of people. We all struggle with that.
Sure.
And there's a discussion guide in the book, even for that chapter, which might help people think about their vocation and their calling. I hope so.
Good Posture is the name of the very first book from Tom Becker, the founder and director of the Row House. It's Engaging Current Culture with Ancient Faith. Tom, where is the book available for those who are interested?
Right. Well, after the first year, hopefully it'll be on Amazon and wherever obscure books are sold. But for now, it's at therowhouse.org. Just go there. There's an order form, and we can pick them up locally as well.
And do you have any row house events coming up that folks can find out there as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a book release party first Friday of January. That'll be at the Trust Performing Arts Center in the Square Halo Gallery. That's our partner. So, yeah, first Friday, drop in, be a book release. And somewhere on that weekend, there'll be a dance party. I can guarantee that. And then also in February, we have a forum, second Friday.
Tom Becker. Good Posture, Engaging Current Culture with Ancient Faith. Find out more about that and what the Row House is doing at therowhouse.org. Tom, great job. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It was good. Thanks for having me.
We loved having you. Back to the music. We are messengers. This is God with us on WJTL.